Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Marcia is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 4 years she's been joining us. She's the founder and the CEO of the Egan Group. She is a leading authority on productivity. She's also a certified business coach. That's what she does for a living. She's the author of a number of books, including Inbox Detox, and she's our good friend, Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here, even though you've got a little laryngitis today.
I'm sorry, I have just a little bit, but I hope that we can get things going here.
You sound fine, and folks, she's assured me that it doesn't hurt, as I've told you before. When I've had laryngitis, it helps people to listen. If you're a little squeaky, it helps people to know that it doesn't hurt. And what I tell people, Marcia, and what I'm so proud of you for, and what the audience should take away from this is you're a small business owner. We show up.
Yes, we do.
I mean, even though you've got a little laryngitis, I appreciate her, ladies and gentlemen, and she does just what you do when you go to work. If you wake up with a little, you're not quite on hitting on all cylinders. You show up. That's what Marcia does, and we admire her for that. Marcia, a lot of times we've grown up all of our lives with New Year resolutions. We've got 2015 staring us in the face in a couple of days. And we've known about resolutions all of our lives, but when we get into business, when we go into business, resolutions, do they serve us, or do we need to think of another of getting ready for the new year in another way?
Well, I think we need to look at it another way. There's so many times when people will say, my New Year's resolution is to quit smoking, or my New Year's resolution is to have a business plan, or something like that. The problem with resolutions many, many times is they are not, it's not set up as what I call a SMART goal. And a SMART goal is one that you can measure. So, you know, if someone says, I'm going to quit smoking, and I mean, they have 365 days to do it.
Right.
It's much better to say, I'm going to quit smoking by January 15th and never start again.
Or if you're a pack a day, say, I'm going to be down to a half a pack a day in 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, and a lot of times when, I mean, people use the same habits in their personal life and in their businesses many times, and they'll say, you know, I want to be a more caring boss in 2015. Well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
That has no teeth. And so if you're going to say that I want to be a more caring boss, put it into a goal or two that you can manage. What will be happening if I'm a more caring
mm-hmm.
boss? I'm going to go to lunch with each employee at least once a quarter, or I'm going to have an employee meeting at least once a month, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
One thing you might want to do, though, is you might want to start out by saying, I'm not sure if I'm a caring boss or not. I need to find out where I might be missing the mark. Because what you think you need to do to be caring might not be what really needs to be done.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, a lot of this does need research, because what you're thinking many times isn't true. And so many times bosses, and we're getting a little bit off topic here, but it's always a good subject, bosses think they know what
mm-hmm.
their employees need without asking them. They assume that they need
and that's how they get into trouble.
More money. Yeah, rather than, you know, when sometimes the employee just wants a pat on the back. So when you think about what you're going to do differently in 2015, give it some teeth. And that's a goal that is, we call it SMART, which is
mm-hmm.
specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. also get the time limit.
Say those
really,
again.
Really good.
I like this, folks. Write this down. This is going to be in the test. Go ahead.
Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. And you know, the measurable and the time bound might be even more important than some of the others, but the specificity of a goal is key.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, that's really not a goal. I will lose 10 pounds by my daughter's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good goal. And you can apply this to anything that you're trying to do in a business. And I always say that goals, specific goals, give energy to the work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, you know, can you draft, can you do a graphic design for this? It's better to say, can you do a graphic design for this by 2 o'clock on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And the hour actually gives even more energy than the day.
Well,
pretty amazing.
How about this? How about if you set a goal for something? Let's say that there's something that you fear is you're deficient in your business, and you say the goal is not so much that you will do this thing by January or February, but maybe the goal needs to be I'm going to discover what's keeping me from accomplishing this. I've known all along I need to do this. Why is this year going to be different from last year? And the reason I say that is because you mentioned a business plan a minute ago.
Yeah.
A business plan is nothing without projections.
Exactly.
Financial projections. So maybe the reason you haven't done your business plan is because you don't know how to build an electronic spreadsheet.
Well, that could be.
So maybe my point is, so what you would say is, all right, why am I not doing a business plan? Well, I don't know how to do a business plan. What's the main element of a business plan? A financial projection. I don't know how to do that, so I'll take a course. So my first goal is I'm going to take a course, or I'm going to go watch a YouTube video or something on how to build a financial projection.
Exactly. And what you're describing is sub-goals to reach the main goal.
Okay.
Because it's like just like if someone says, I want to get my MBA by the time I'm 40.
Right.
Well, what five things do you need to do? Well, I need to earn the money.
Mm-hmm.
I need to decide on the school.
Mm-hmm.
I need to, you know, matriculate and that kind of thing. So you
and break and break it and break it down.
Goal.
It's got to be in bite sizes, or you'll never get it done. Especially if you own a business. Marcia, give us your website quickly, please.
MarciaEgan.com. MarciaEgan.com.
Marcia Egan and I will be right back with more of this after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.